What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Zach and Pat Show. I'm Zach.
I'm Pat.
This is the show about manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, and the mentality it takes to be successful at those things. And we'll probably sprinkle in some helpful real estate advice, too, because that's what Pat and I do. You know, guys, life can be tough. We can go through some things and struggle at times, but this is the show to let you know that you're not alone. So if you're someone out there going through any of these things, this is the show for you. Shout out to our friends at NeuroGum for keeping us energized and focused. NeuroGum is a chewing gum as well as mints. Got caffeine, L-theanine, and vitamins B6 and 12. Helps with memory and focus. I really like to chew it all the time. Whenever I'm driving around showing houses, haven't making phone calls to my clients or, you know, before a big meeting, I'll just pop a piece and it usually gets me to where I need to be. It's only about 40 milligrams of caffeine, so it's not a ton of caffeine. You know, it's about half a cup of coffee. So it's not going to get you super jittery and super wired. And if you take it, you know, toward the end of the day, it's not going to keep you up all night. So get out there and try some NeuroGum.
Also, shout out to Captain Beard Co. This is what keeps Santa's beard so fresh and healthy all year round. So if you're looking for a great Christmas gift for the men in your life, they've got amazing beard butters, balms, and oils for beard care. They've got amazing shampoo, conditioner, and also just if you want a great smelling candle, they've got multiple really, really good smelling candles. And the great thing about all this is it's made with all natural ingredients. So, looking for a great last minute Christmas idea, check out Captain Beer Co. and use Zach and Pat for the promo code to get 10% off your purchases.
Also, shout out to our friends at Hand Wraps Rolling Papers. Hand Wraps is a local company here to St. Louis. They make premium rice and hemp rolling papers. Cannabis is legal here in Missouri. So if you are someone who enjoys enjoys cannabis and likes to smoke the pots, get out there and try some Hand Wraps. They've got they're in like 16 local dispensaries here in town. So they're available to purchase online as well. So get out there and check them out too. What's up, Santa?
What's up?
Yeah, so we've got a little bit of a Christmas themed episode today. Yeah. We're about a week away from Christmas. I think when this will come out, it's come out a couple days before, or if not the day before.
Nick, can you believe it's been a year since we went and filmed that funny Christmas parody,
dude, that
we
did? That's crazy. That's crazy. If you would have asked me, like, that seems like it was not that long ago.
No, it doesn't. It really or the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of got away from doing those. We did. Yeah. We did two of them and then we stopped.
We had great ideas for other ones, but
we did, but we just never executed on them. But then I think we had like a funny, like, didn't we have a good, like, Valentine's Day one, I think it was. And then, you know, we're going to dress me up like a little leprechaun or something.
For St. Patty's Day. Yeah.
You know, we should look into those are super fun.
I thought we were going to, but then we started doing the podcast.
And like that was like, all right, dude, we're already doing
right. How are we going to come up with time to film those?
Yeah, it becomes a time thing, you know, because it's like you and I are both lead pretty busy lives.
Right.
It's not, you know, if this is our full-time thing.
If you weren't
doing mortgages, I wasn't selling houses and we could just podcast for a living. Sure. We could be making silly fucking videos all the time.
I
would love to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? Maybe a couple years from now.
Yeah. We build our teams up and, you know, we get it fine-tune machines. We can go and do funny stuff like that.
Yeah. But, we had some ideas and I mean, I would love to do some of them, but, yeah, so today we wanted to make this a Christmas episode. So we have this list we found of a bunch of Christmas stuff, and we're just going to kind of do, it's like a this or that. And we just thought it could kind of spark some good, funny Christmas stories and other stuff that we like to do on Christmas. So you want to start us off, Pat?
Number one, Christmas away or Christmas at home?
I think I know what yours is.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's always Christmas here. My whole family, both sides, my wife and my wife's side, both my wife's mom and dad's side, and my mom and dad's side are both all here, except for, you know, a couple uncles and aunts on each one of the sides. Pretty much, other than that, everybody's here. So, most certainly here. I think on Christmas Day, I'm pretty sure I've got four stops to make, and then one on Christmas Eve, and then we're doing one on Sunday this coming Sunday. So. Got like six different things.
Yeah. I mean, believe it or not, I like it here. I am going to Florida this year, but that's
My parents live down there, and we usually flip-flop every other year. They come here, we go there. So, yeah, it'll be fun road-tripping with Dalton, and then Melissa and the boys are flying, and we'll be down there for a week. And, yeah, it'll be interesting. We did the last time we were down there was 2 years ago when the boys were a little bit younger, so that was a fun – I mean, it was fun. We had a good time. And then maybe it was 3 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago was the divorce. 3 years ago was when we were down there last. But no, I mean, I like it. I like it here. Used to, up until kids and all that, like I would have a bunch of different parties to run around with. Just like more friends. I would stop by family for a little bit, but always end up back at a friend's house where I would be.
Santa.
Yeah. And so I would always start the night at my buddy's place. And playing Santa. They would have all these kids come over and all this stuff, and they would buy a bunch of little toys and stuff to hand out, sit on Santa's lap and all that stuff. And it was just fun. Like, it was fun to do. And then I would go from there dressed as Santa to my family's, who has a bunch of little kids. And then they're like, oh, that's just Uncle Pat, or that's just Cousin Pat. That's just, I'm like, oh, fuck. All right.
They know you.
Yeah. Yeah. They know who me, they know who I am. So, that stopped, but yeah, I mean, it was just fun to run around Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day was always just kind of chill. But yeah, this year, I don't even know what the hell's planned. I'm just going to kind of go with the flow. Parades or something. But yeah. When are you in Florida?
When are you going down there?
I leave Saturday. Okay. And then come back following Friday. Okay. Yeah, so great thing about driving is if I need to leave, I can always leave.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be easier traveling with the boys now that they're a little bit older.
Yeah, and I mean, we never, like, they've always been pretty good with flying. They love getting on the plane. Like, that was, like, early, we started flying with them from a real young age, and they really enjoyed it. And they're always like, Dad, when are we going to go back on the plane? When are we going to go back on the plane? You know, we were going to fly down in August, but the airline canceled our flight, and then it weren't rescheduled until the next day, so it would just be easier to drive. But they were upset at first, and like, road trip, sure. So, just give them their iPad. I know. Yeah. Shame on me for giving my kids an iPad, but fuck that.
On a flight, on a long drive. Yeah. That's a different story.
Exactly.
Man. Like, dude, when I was a kid, like we would drive to Florida minimum once a year, but like sometimes two or three times. And my parents would set that whole back seat up for us. Like, it was like they had the TV with the VHS mm-hmm. like in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so like we had one of those, and you know, we'd bring like just a stack of VHS, and then we figured out a way to get the N64 hooked up to it. Okay. And like, so dude, we were doing the same shit that they're doing, just they have a one that they hold in their hand that is that doesn't require so much bullshit, you know. It's the same fucking thing.
Exactly.
They're gonna watch movies, they're gonna play games.
Yep.
And that's what I would be doing.
Right.
I mean, if I'm sitting there, if I'm not talking to someone and I'm not scrolling social media, I'd be watching a movie or doing something. So it's like, that's a different story than like the people that, you know, get on you about giving your kid iPad or whatever, you know, like, and there's a time and a place for everything that, I think.
Yeah. Well, no, they're great with it. We reload all their favorite shows, from Disney and Amazon and all that stuff,
and download,
so they're there, and they'll play those. And like that, the way we do it, like I said, last time we went, was supposed to fly with the boys, but flight got canceled. So we drove. But like this time, like, Dalton and I are going to drive down Saturday. Melissa leaves on Sunday. And I mean, the flight is like an hour and a half, if that, directly in there. So we'll be able to pick them up from the airport and all that. So it'll be fun. Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Awesome. What's our next one?
Next one. It is real tree or artificial tree?
I've been an artificial tree my whole life.
Hell yeah.
I've never had a real tree ever.
So yeah, when I had the old house, we had those really tall ceilings. So Melissa likes fancy things. So she bought this beautiful fake tree that was like 11 feet tall.
Oh.
Yeah. From Balsam Hill. Have you ever heard of Balsam Hill?
No, it just sounds expensive though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't see your facial expressions in this, but I know the face you're making.
Yeah. Santa wasn't happy about that purchase, but it grew on me because like the material that they made it out of was amazing. Like, it lasted and like so much. So like the people that bought our house bought the tree.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Because of like, it's just super nice. And, but yeah, I mean, and So yeah, so fig tree for me, that's how it always has been. I just, the needles and the cleanup. I remember at a young age, before fig trees became a thing, we would get a real tree, and it was just like, it's, you know, why get a fake? Like, it's not perfect. Or you can get a fake tree that's like the perfect shape.
The perfect shape, because that's one thing I noticed. Like, I remember going over to my buddy's house that would always get like fake or real trees. And you'd see like there would be like, you know, like all kind of just full, you know, like, you know, like they're never like perfectly straight. And so fake tree for sure.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Song.
Oh, a song. Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You or Last Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, hell yeah. Heck yeah.
It's the best Christmas song.
For sure.
Our last night, you know, we went and saw them. They do a cover of that song. It's great. It's great. Actually, Calvin is so funny because I like play those songs in the car, and Calvin is very demanding on the songs he wants to listen to.
Yeah.
Because it's like certain songs are only on daddy's phone. Yeah. And there's other songs that are only on mommy's phone. And like, you know, it's so funny because like they do a Jingle Bell Rock. They did that. They do a bunch of Christmas songs. And so like, we had he really likes the Jingle Bell Rock one, and so like it's just, you know, it's kind of like a hardcore metal band, and they like scream and stuff, and then like you know, we put Jingle Bell Rock on in mommy's car, and it's just like the original version. He goes, no mommy, the real one.
That's great that the rock and roll one is the real one.
Yeah, the one that we're
Getty up, Jingle Horse, pick up your feet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so man. All right. Christmas presents or Christmas food?
Oh, man, you know, it's so funny because, like, this, you know, now that we've gotten a little bit older, and, you know, it's like the Christmas presents thing is like, it's not like, it's not what it once was, you know, because it's like, dude, I'm at a point in my life where if I want something, I just go buy it.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know? Like coming up with Christmas ideas for, like, my parents and my grandma and, like, all these people, like, you know, what do you want? I'm like, dude.
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't need anything. Like, I've got everything I want. Like, if there's something I want, I really go buy it. And, like, you know, I came up with some, you know, there were some Black Friday sales of some clothes and stuff. I just, like, I'll take these, you know, like, you could, you know, but I'm like, do I need it? You know,
I always tell, like, if you're going to get me anything, get me Tommy John underwear or just some socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tommy John underwear is amazing. You don't have Tommy John. Oof. It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been a pair of thieves.
Okay. I haven't had those, but I've heard good things.
I've been rocking those for a while. I've got a lot of pairs of those. Those are my favorite, but I'll have to check out some Tommy Johns.
Yeah, they're nice. They've got some ones that have like it's like a special ventilation for your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real. Keep them cool.
I like that.
No one wants sweaty balls.
Nobody likes sweaty balls. Yeah. So the Christmas presents thing, it's just like, it's a hard thing. You know, like my parents are like, what do you guys want? I'm like, dude, I mean, honestly, we need a new Traeger. My Traeger broke like months ago, and like it might be something we can, I don't know. I want a different one anyway. Yeah. The one that I got was like, it worked for like the last, I think I've had it for like 4 years, and I've used the absolute fuck out of it. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten it was like one of those ones that I walked into Costco, and it was like, they had like two left, and it was like this crazy deal. Mm. And I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'll buy it. You know, I didn't even think about it, didn't even like look into it. But now that I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get one that I really want that has like all the bells and whistles. So my parents are going to give us some money toward a Traeger.
Nice.
And, you know, or they're like, what do you want after the, like, I'd like a new Traeger, but I don't expect you to buy me the $800 Traeger that I want, you know, you know, but like, if you want to give me some money toward that'll work.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I just told my parents, I'm like, we're coming down there. You bought me my plane ticket. Like,
yeah. I got no.
You don't need to do anything else.
That's what, and my parents like struggle with them because my parents are so like, but we want it to be like, they want everything to be like a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, they're still kind of like hanging on to that. And I'm like, mom, like I'm 31. Yeah. Like, we don't need,
wait, Santa's not real.
Yeah.
I just did a podcast with him.
Yeah. I just did I'm sitting across the table from him right now. Yeah. No, it was just like the other night. She's like, but we don't have anything, you know, there's no surprises. And I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. Right. Like, I just want to come over and like,
surprise me with good food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, it's just nice, because like I said, we have so many stops on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, like Christmas morning, we go over to Gina's parents and do like Christmas morning over there. Well, we'll do Christmas morning here, I guess, because like now that the boys are, we did that last year with Calvin, but now with both of them, and Calvin's a little bit older, I'm sure we'll do something here, and then we'll go over there, and then we'll go from there to Gina's grandma's, and to my grandma's, and then to Gina's aunt's, and like in a matter of like 7 hours, you know, four or five stops, you know, it's it's exhausting.
Yeah.
But yeah, this weekend we're going to go do like a Christmas morning kind of thing at my, which we've done like the last 3 or 4 years, just because they know it is so crazy for us on Christmas Day that it's just hard to get everybody in. Like, so we just go over there and they make, always make like a really nice dinner and like actually get to hang out and relax. But yeah, that's what we do with my parents. And then every Christmas Eve, we go to one of my other grandmas and the whole old thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas. Let's see. Chris, decorate the tree or wrap a present. Fuck wrapping presents.
Wrapping presents, man.
Throw it in a bag. Yeah. Throw some tissue paper on it. Yeah. Boom. Done.
100%.
Yeah. They're going to destroy that shit anyway. All these people try and make it all fancy and look so nice. I'm like, Why?
You spent so much time.
You're gonna spend more time wrapping those presents, like those kids are just gonna just shred through it.
Yes,
it's not like they're gonna go through and carefully and
peel the tape up and undo the fold. And, no, they're just gonna fucking tear into it like savages.
Yeah, just leave it in the bag. Just leave it in the bag it came in. Yeah, or the Amazon box.
My one of my uncles
put a bow on it. There you go.
One of my uncles, he just. Kids ripping through presents always makes me think of this, like this line that he said when we were kids. And like, apparently I don't know him super well. They live in Seattle. So, and a lot of times when they would come in town, he wasn't there. And I just don't know him super well, but, you know, apparently he grew up in a very, like the word would be, I guess, I don't know, conservative is the right word, but, a very like, Christmas, you got like one present.
And gotcha.
Like that was like a, you know, very like, mm-hmm. I don't know the word.
Yeah, bro.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, he came over and experienced our Christmas at like my grandma's, and he's just like, it's an orgy of greed. And so this is something me and my dad will like look at each other and like say every, you know, because there's that point in Christmas morning where like there's just, you can't even see the floor because of the, like the wrapping paper and the presents and all the shits everywhere.
Orgy of greed.
It's the orgy of greed.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. Just makes me think of that. Next one. Mulled wine or hot chocolate? I don't know what mulled wine is, so I'm going to go with hot chocolate.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Hot chocolate all the way.
Yeah, mulled wine. That sounds gross.
Advent or the 12 days of Christmas? I mean, it depends on the Advent calendar you get. I've gotten those ones that have alcohol or candies in it.
Yeah.
Give me that shit all day, every day.
We do a Paw Patrol one every morning.
Okay.
They have like little Paw Patrol toys, and Calvin looks forward to it every morning. But yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner or leftovers? I mean, I don't know.
I think Thanksgiving leftovers are better. Christmas is best the day of.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Elf. Okay, this is tough. Ooh, Elf or Home Alone?
That's a tough one, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, when I was a kid, Home Alone for sure. But now, like when I watch it with my kids, I would much rather watch Elf than Home Alone.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I threw on Home Alone the other day, just threw it on the TV and I'll see if Calvin would even attempt to watch it, and he didn't care about that one at all. No.
mine like Home Alone 2 better. I like the New York one.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, that one, I mean, that's the thing about with Home Alone, I think the second one, yeah. I would say, is almost as good as the first.
Yeah, third one's trash.
Yeah,
and everyone after that is trash.
Because the third one isn't even Macaulay Culkin.
No, it was like 10 years later.
Yeah.
12 years later.
And wasn't it like the same mom and dad? Or no?
No. Different, yeah.
That third one was trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's hard. I guess but Elf's a classic.
Yeah. It's become one of the best Christmas movies ever.
For sure.
I mean, it's 1 and 2, and Die Hard's 3.
I watched that the other night, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a Christmas movie. For sure.
I used to hate on it and say it wasn't, but then I was watching it the other night and I was like, okay, that's definitely
a Christmas movie.
Speaking of Christmas movies, dude, me and Gina started this movie last night on Netflix. Have you seen it? It's called Carry On.
Mm-mm.
It's a Christmas movie.
Is it?
Okay. It's got the guy from
the guy that played Elton John.
Yeah. What's his name? I looked it up last night.
Yeah. He's also in the Klansman.
The Kingsman.
The
Klansman.
Yeah. Whoops.
Shout out. He's a good actor. Taron Egerton.
Yeah.
But it's him and Jason Bateman. And it's fucking good. Plays like this TSA employee, and Jason Bateman's like a criminal who's like trying to sneak shit through TSA, and they're like, yeah, and it's like fucking suspenseful. Like, and I think it's like a 2-hour movie. We watched the first hour last night.
It was good though.
Because we're old people and can't stay awake. But yeah, it's good. Check it out.
All right, I'll check that out tonight. Let's see here. Christmas jumper or Christmas PJs? You know my answer. I'm rocking that Christmas onesie I got left and right every chance I get. I love that thing. It's comfy.
Yeah, I'm Christmas PJs. I don't have a jumper. We've got several pairs of matching PJs at this point. Yeah. So, because every year we need a new pair.
So is it jumper or onesie? Which one do you call? I call it a onesie.
I've never called anything a jumper.
Yeah.
When I think jumper, I think of like those dresses that girls had to wear in grade school.
Yeah. Agreed. Playing games or watching movies?
It just depends,
man. Both? Like,
if I'm just chilling at home, obviously I like watching movies, but like when we get the whole family together, like we've got this plan for Christmas. We've seen all these games. Me and Gina have been saying, like, Gina's one family. It's always just so fun over there because it's all her cousins are kind of around our age and everybody's just like fun and talk shit. And, you know, we drink and play card games and gamble and like, you know, it's always like a fun game thing over there. But we have like all these games planned for Christmas Day that I'm looking forward to playing. So I don't know. It just kind of depends on what the situation is.
Right. Agreed. Some people I'd rather just chill and watch a movie with, and other people I would rather play games with.
Yeah, like depends on if I'm trying, left, am I trying right, to be center, social or am I left, tr-
right.
trying to
left, chill? Left, right, center, spoons, those are fun. Poker sometimes.
Yeah,
starts. Yeah, so Christmas Day lying in or early rise for presents?
We've always been an early rise for presents kind of people. We've never been like
same.
A sleep in as much as like, I mean, I don't
I'd love to.
Love to, but there's no,
kids,
there's no way.
Yeah. Even when I was little, of course. Santa came, so you're getting up early.
Yeah.
Getting
wake your parents up.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do that. Like, my parents had a rule. They had to wait. We had to wait until, I can't remember. I want to say it was 7 a.m.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not getting up before 7. Because sometimes me and my brother would wake up at like, you know, we'd wake up at like 4 in the morning, go to, and, you know, creep down. Oh, look at all the presents. You know,
God. Yeah. Same. But yeah, with kids, definitely.
Yeah. Early. Definitely up early there. Rise.
Yep. Hosting versus visiting others. Fuck, that's easy. I'd rather visit others all day.
Yeah.
Fuck the cleanup.
Yep.
Go eat other people's foods. You just show up, bounce whenever.
Yep.
Get the old Irish goodbye and just kind of disappear.
See ya.
Let's see. Christmas with family or Christmas with friends?
I mean, I would just say family because that's what I got a couple friends that we're probably going to get together a little bit, but it's nothing. Really like planned or anything. Like I don't really do anything like that.
Yeah. Without having family here, obviously, like if I was here, it'd be friends. But obviously in Florida, it's going to be family. But I mean, in high school and even till my parents moved to Florida, like I said, I would always start at my buddy's house, go to family's and then end back at my buddy's and back at another buddy's house.
Like, yeah, we used to do something similar to that. Like on Thanksgiving was always, I always remember like Thanksgiving, like, always used to be like a really fun like night to go drinking with my buddies.
Yeah,
like we used to either
just party
go out to a bar or just go to one of my one buddy's basement, like the hangout spot. It was just like all congregate over there.
Let's see. Let's see. Dress up for PJs or dress up for Christmas or just wear PJs all day?
I mean, so on Christmas Eve, Gina and I, we kind of started this last year and we're just gonna make this like a normal thing, but we would just show up to my grandma's because my grandma does Christmas Eve every year.
Mm-hmm.
We showed up in PJs last year. And,
You
know, nobody else was, but we did. And because like a lot of people were coming from church and stuff.
Right.
Showed up.
Just showed.
And so I think we're going to make that our thing just on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day, we'll dress up. I mean, we never get like fancy or anything. I'm going to wear like jeans and a flannel.
Yeah.
Just like my normal everyday attire.
Yeah. Well, my parents want to do pictures on the beach.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, fuck. So they came up with the theme. So it either has to be khaki, white, or blue.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to be like, I don't, what the fuck? Just like those fun family photos with, with everybody.
That's like the classic beach photo where you're in khakis and white shirts.
Yeah. I'm like, this screams Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down like this.
Yeah.
Fuck your khakis.
Yeah, I think Santa hats on the beach sounds a little bit more like Christmassy or something.
Right.
Like everybody put a Santa hat on.
Yeah. Or PJs on the beach.
On the beach. Yeah.
Everybody get a onesie.
Yeah. I like that too.
Yeah, just everybody does. Like, that's like a summer pick.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a,
is that what we're, is that what we're taking a picture for? Are we taking pictures for the summer right now?
Right. Yeah. That's not a,
anyway, but I'm a PJs guy. Open gifts one by one or open gifts at the same time. So like you open a gift, then your brother opens a gift.
Yeah. I like the one by one thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Cause it's like, I feel like it just goes by too fast.
Yeah.
Whenever you just like, you know, just rip them apart. Right. Yeah. But I will say it does get a little ridiculous when like you've got a very large family.
Right.
Like my aunt always is real adamant about, like my aunt, I remember one year my aunt was like real adamant that we do every single gift like one by one.
Oh boy.
And then we were like, I remember me and Gino, because it was like one of those times we got like 30 minutes before to open presents and we got to get going, you know? And then like, we're like looking at the clock, you know, because then if everybody starts talking and like, you're like, okay, come on, we got to go. Yeah. We're leaving in 10 minutes, whether everybody's opened them or not, you know, like, but yeah, I like the one by one thing just because it goes by a lot slower. That's what we typically do.
Yeah. This one I don't understand. Presents before dinner or presents after dinner? How do presents last until after dinner? Like, how does that happen? I was always like smack dab like in the morning.
Well, it depends on like the dinner thing. Yeah, I mean, because like it just depends, I guess. Because like, well, like I guess it depends on this. Like I said, I got six different fucking Christmases to go through, so it's like if it's gonna be different at every one of them, I promise. You know, because I know my one grandma's, like, we always eat first. Like, I know that. And then, like, presents are always after. And then I want to say some of them, like, changes.
Yeah.
And, like, we'll go over to my parents' house on Sunday, and they'll be like, well, what do you guys want to do first? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm hungry. Let's eat, you know, or whatever it is. So, yeah, I would say that's, like, not a consistent answer for me.
Let's see. Go out for dinner or dinner cooked at home.
Never gone out for dinner on Christmas. So.
Yeah, all I picture is fucking
Chinese food.
That with the duck. What's the movie where the guy's duck heads get the duck's necks getting chopped off? A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
They go out to that. They go to the Asian restaurant. Let's see. Traditional Christmas dunch or whatever takes our fancy.
Yeah, I don't know what it
is. I don't know those. Everyone stays over or peace and quiet overnight?
Peace and quiet overnight?
Yeah. For sure. I'm done partying. Go to bed.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah. Let's see, next one. So this is more food.
Yeah, it's like all food stuff. Hot chocolate or Christmas spiced latte.
Give me a Christmas spiced latte.
Yeah, give me caffeine, baby.
Fuck yeah. Mince pies or shortbread? Shortbread.
Shortbread, I guess.
Yeah. Baked ham or roast turkey?
I feel like ham's like a Christmas thing.
Yeah, turkey's Thanksgiving. Yeah. Ham is Christmas. Pigs in a blanket or stuffing? Stuffing.
Stuffing.
I don't know the next one.
I don't know that one. I don't really
know. Yeah. Cranberry sauce or gravy?
Gravy.
Fuck yeah. Brussels sprouts or roast parsnips? Brussels sprouts.
Love Actually or The Holiday? I don't think I've ever seen The Holiday.
Yeah.
I've got a hair on the mic.
If it's, hold on, let me see if it's the one that I'm thinking of. Or maybe I've got them backwards. I think, isn't The Holiday, that's the one with like Jack Black and.
Oh, is it?
And Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore. Nope. No, Kate Winslet.
Show me.
Yeah, Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jack Black. And it's where Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz switch. Switch. She's from, has a little cottage in England. He has this fancy house in Canada, or in L.A. And they flip-flop lives.
Okay, I think I have seen that, actually.
And then Love Actually is with Hugh Grant.
Okay.
Also with Keira Knightley, it's more of like an ensemble, but that like intertwine with one another. But I'm going to go with The Holiday. I like The Holiday better than Love Actually.
I think
Love Actually is good, but definitely The Holiday.
Next one, it's an easy one for me.
Yeah, The Grinch. Or Miracle on 34th. Grinch.
All day.
Polar Express or Christmas Chronicles? Polar Express.
Polar Express.
Yeah, my kids watch Christmas Chronicles. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Nativity or The Muppets Christmas Carol? Muppets.
Muppets.
Yeah, that was always one for me. Scrooge or It's a Wonderful Life? Scrooge.
Yeah, so too.
Ooh, Bad Santa or Die Hard?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a hard one. I mean, I'd say Die Hard probably.
Yeah. Bad Santa's good, but
Bad Santa's great.
It's Die Hard.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation or Bad Mom's Christmas?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Bad Mom's Christmas is good.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I think it's on Netflix right now, though.
You, like, Elf and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation are like...
Those are my two favorites.
That's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Throw in Home Alone in there, too. Those are like goat, all three Christmas movies that are...
The Santa Claus or Jingle All the Way?
Oh, Arnold, get to the chopper. Put the cookie down.
Yeah. I like Jingle
All
the Way.
I love Jingle All the Way. They're both great.
Yeah, but I'm going Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't seen either one of these. The Snowman or Arthur Christmas? I don't know.
I don't need that one. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. There's one that they don't have on here. Another one of my top ones, Jack Frost.
Oh, that's a good one.
With when he comes back to life as his son plays hockey. Yeah.
Yeah, and he comes back as a snowman.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
All right, Showbiz Showdown.
Ooh.
Okay. Mariah Carey or Michael Bublé?
Oh, I know what your answer is.
Hell yeah. Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have to go Mariah Carey.
One of my all-time favorites. I don't care. Mariah Carey has one good song. Michael Bublé sounds great singing any song ever. All right.
I don't know what that next one
is. Nope, me either. Cameron Diaz, okay, so yeah, this is from The Holiday.
Oh, okay.
Cameron Diaz Mansion or Kate Winslet's Cute Little Cottage? I like Kate Winslet's Cute Little Cottage.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's see. It's the most wonderful time of the year, or it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for me.
Yeah, I think it's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah.
With Kid Jingle Bowling. Yep. Let's go. All right. Kevin McAllister or Susan Walker?
Kevin McAllister.
Heck yeah. Nat King Cole or Bing Crosby?
I don't really know anything.
Yeah. So Kurt Russell's Santa Claus or Richard Attenborough's Kris Kringle? I don't know.
Kurt Russell was a Santa in something recently.
Christmas Chronicles.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then,
Office Christmas special or Only Fools and Horses special?
I don't know what the Only Fools is, but the Office Christmas special
is one of the greatest
episodes
ever.
For sure.
Yeah. Don't know those two. McAllister's House or the Plaza Hotel in New York?
Dude, McAllister's House is fucking sick. I think I posted something on my story recently where that someone actually was selling that house.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, they like modernized it, and it's just like this badass house in Chicago.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think, I remember selling that it was originally sold for $250,000 in like the 80s.
Wow.
Probably like I think it was like a $3 million house now or something.
Something like that.
Or like 2.5 or something.
Insane. All right, next set. What are these? Decorating the House. Understated or Christmas crazy?
I would say we're like understated.
Same. My neighbor, so Mike.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas threw up on his house.
Really?
Yeah. He goes all out on all holidays, not just Christmas, but his Christmas lights is a sight to be seen. Where I was right next to him, and we just had very simple white lights that line the house, and then if we got wild and crazy,
throw a blow up in there,
icicle lights off the deck.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
yeah. We did. We don't go anything. We just put up those Govee lights where you keep them up like
all
year round.
Yeah,
and those are easy. But then, we got some lights in the bushes and got like a little snowman family, in like the little landscaping.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Biggest tree possible or most practical option? I'm a big fan of massive Christmas trees.
Yeah. I mean, if it fits in the space, like I'm not going to Clark Griswold it and put a 15 foot tree in a 10 foot ceiling, I'm not going to do that. But I'll go as big as I can.
Color coordinated or all the colors? I'm a color coordinated.
Yeah, color coordinated.
Wreath or garland?
Wreath.
Yeah. I'm getting all these emails about everything. All of them getting delivered now.
Good.
So everybody should be getting them now.
Hell yeah.
Tablescape or sideboard display? So I guess I would, mistletoe or poinsettia?
It's mistletoe.
Yeah, give me that kiss.
Yeah.
Let's see. Paper chains or paper stars?
I don't think either of them.
No, I don't either. Natural foliage or sparkly and colorful?
I'd say natural.
Yeah. Fairy lights or candles?
What are fairy lights? Like little
tiny? Little tiny thing? That, like, I don't know. Yeah. Flicker? I don't know. Well, my phone just died.
Okay. I'll take it from here. traditional wreath or quirky wreath? I'd say traditional.
Traditional, for sure. Like, those ones that we sent are, like, I think they're just beautiful. They're perfect. Like, they're basic. Just basic. Very simple, but very, very pretty.
Yeah. Just lights outside or all the decorations? I mean, I'm pretty much just lights other than our little snowman family. Yeah. We got, like, a four.
Like I said, I have an old neighbor that liked to go out. I'll let him do.
Yeah, we've got a guy in our neighborhood, like, down the street from here, and, I mean, there's probably 15 blow-ups in his front yard.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just like, and they do this, you should see him on Halloween, it was even crazier. Like,
really?
We go on, like, a family walk every night, and we'd always have to go, Calvin always wanted to go walk by the spooky decorations. But then when we get close enough, he doesn't want to be on the sidewalk, we have to go into the street because it's too close. Because right. They have, like the realistic, like, you know, when you go in Home Depot and they've got, like, all the, like, the guy, like, the tall statues that, like, they probably have 10 to 15 of those. And then, all the blow-ups, like, they got, like, a giant werewolf, this, like, 15, or, like, probably, like, a 12-foot, like, zombie. They've got, like, it's just, like, they've got this whole, I mean, we were like, where do they put all this shit?
Right.
Because, like, when it's not Halloween, like, where are they putting this in their house? Is it like their basement, just like only Halloween stuff?
Right. Because
it's like, it feels like that's what it would have to be. But anyway, now it's starting to, like, repeat. Right? Real tree or fake tree? Branches spread out or branches close together? Who wants the branches close together?
Right.
So spread out. White lights, multicolored. We're
white lights.
We're all the white. We're all white on the bottom, but now we've got our. I mean, because like I said, these are the Govee lights, the ones you can change all the time. We've got it going white, green, red, and it kind of like dances.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
You know, kind of does like that thing. So, but like we can change it to whatever we want. That's kind of the cool part about it.
Yeah.
New decorations each year or a tree full of memories.
Tree full of memories.
Tree full of memories.
Yeah.
Traditional Christmas colors or alternative festive colors? Traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Tinsel or ribbon? Tinseling?
Yeah.
Angel topper or star topper?
Star.
Star, for sure. I think we got a snowman head on ours right now.
There you go.
Decorate to a theme or hodgepodge of decorations?
I mean, more along the lines of everything's kind of unified, like it kind of runs together. It's not just a hodgepodge of shit.
Yeah, it doesn't look like super trashy or anything.
Right.
Yeah, I like it to be, but it can be a little crazy, but nothing right. Insane. Metallic and shiny or natural?
Natural.
I feel like I go, lean toward the natural. Homemade ornaments or store-bought ornaments? It's like a mixture.
Mixture of both. 50-50.
Yeah. Elegant baubles or quirky fun ornaments? It's like kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
You know, like we have some of the balls and then like it's just, I mean, this year we didn't put anything on the tree. It's just Calvin, Calvin's going to want to rip everything off.
Yeah. I don't even have a tree.
Yeah.
Like I said, it sold with the house and I haven't bought one. So I'm not even going to be here. So it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Right.
Tree collar or tree skirt? We got kind of both. We got both of them actually.
Yeah. I'm a skirt guy. Yeah. I'm a skirt guy. I like a good Christmas skirt.
Yeah.
Christmas tree skirt.
It was a fun little Christmas episode. So, guys, if you, if you enjoyed it, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I want to wish all of our listeners and everybody that pays attention to the show a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to all you folks out there that don't celebrate Christmas. We just want to say thank you and we appreciate everything that you guys have done, paying attention to the show, kind of watching us grow here and, we just love doing this thing. So appreciate everybody that's tuned in and just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
We'll see you guys next time.